News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The state's new land purchase of Kerry's famed Connor Pass looks set to become a national park. Siobhan O'Donoghue, Director of Uplift, your reaction to this news?
Well, it's fantastic news. There's thousands of Uplift members across Ireland who are really happy to hear this news. We've been working really hard since last August when the news broke that the land was up for sale, and then the fisheries as well, the Ownmore fishery area was also up for sale. So yeah, this is fantastic news and a great day for nature and also for the community who really know that this is an absolutely precious resource and is actually vital for them as a community to be able to make a living and live in a place that is of outstanding natural beauty.
Okay, we don't know much of the detail of this. I think the worry some people had before this was, when this was first mooted, was that the state might end up paying quite a high price for it. It doesn't seem like all of the land has been purchased, does it, from what you have read?
Well, I mean, what we understand is that that about 1,400 acres has been purchased. We don't know the detail, but I think what we are very clear and what we're hearing from people in the area and from politicians is that the area is going to be protected. So, yeah, I mean, I think...
To be protected, though? I mean, it wasn't like there was going to be housing built on it or anything. It's a very remote... part of the world.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, there's many ways in which that entire area needs to be protected, like the from fishing, the kind of fishing that can happen in the water, in the lake, and the rivers, but also the land and how that's used. It's not about necessarily houses. It's about making sure that as an actual unique area, that it is recognised and protected and minded for ourselves and future generations. I mean, it's interesting. I was talking to people in different countries this week about something else, and this came up, and they were actually surprised that it wasn't already a national park. I think a lot of people were surprised by that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Siobhan O'Donoghue, Director of Uplift. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Lots of people getting in touch about various issues, Jonathan.
Yes, one listener says, I agree with the debate on pornography. I am gay. I consider myself fairly broad-minded. However, when I looked at straight porn, I was appalled at how women are treated, objectified and abused. This happens in gay pornography, but roles are frequently reversed and consent is much more explicit, says that texter.
Parents aren't having any tough discussions at home. Most 4th to 6th class students on Snapchat have been signed up by parents. This isn't a sex ed issue only. It's an opt out of responsible parenting by many parents, but not all. Loads of people getting in touch, Jonathan, in relation to where they'd love to be this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. We're heading to Doolin for the weekend in the camper van. That sounds very Father Ted, to be honest with you. If Graham Norton turns up, run.
I'd say that'd be lovely, yeah. We're off to Paris, says Michael in Cork. Yeah, nice.
Inishtig in Kilkenny is having a parade and a duck race.
I do like a duck race. St. Patrick's Day snorkel and fin swim around Dalkey Island for the RNLI at 8 a.m. Oh, that is brave.
It's a bit early
and a bit cold.
Also, I'll be watching the parade in my hometown at 4 p.m. My 5-year-old niece will be in it, so a big hello to Olivia from Uncle David in Cavan. So good luck, Olivia. Loads of people waving at you. It'll be great.
David, you're a good uncle indeed.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.